The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Do you really want 50 pounds of beans coming on at the same time? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I'm going to give you a few tips on succession planning. Now, a lot of times when I talk to brand new gardeners and say, you know, this is something you should do succession planning with, I'll get a couple of funny looks. They're not exactly sure what that entails. But basically, to break it down, it's staggering your planting so your harvest comes on at different times. Because even though we really, really want a bounty, a lot of times it's too much to handle, too much to process in our busy daily lives at one time. Like I said, do you really want 50 pounds of beans coming on? I've done that. I've made that mistake. That's a lot of work to take care of all those beans in 1 or 2 days. So the way you do succession planting is you plan out how much you're going to want to grow, and say it's beans. And I typically plant mine in blocks a couple of, 2-3 feet wide, and then say 15 feet long. So the way to do it is you prepare your bed and then plant maybe a third of it. And so I'll plant a third of, say, my beans. And then a week or two later, depending on the variety, you want to know how long they're going to last into the season. But beans are, pretty short growing crop. So within a week or two, I'll plant another third of the bed. And then once again, another third. So that's going to break it down. So every week or two, that's when I'm going to have that, really height of the crop coming on. And this is something that you can do with numerous crops. Beans, of course, is a fantastic one. Peas are another in the spring to plant one early and then plant another at least 2 weeks later to really stagger that, because it's almost overwhelming sometimes. I've had it anyways in the spring when the peas finally come on and you just have too many of them that you can't eat, and sometimes you don't want to freeze, but it's, a lot of peas at one time. So peas are another good option to do, as are your greens, your lettuces and spinach and things like that. I love my different lettuces, but I'm always disappointed if I run out. So I don't want to run out. So as soon as that ground is workable in the spring and warm enough to germinate anything, I'm getting some lettuce seed in the ground. And then I'll wait a couple of weeks and I'll plant some more. Because the nice thing about lettuce, it's not a crop that it just produces something and then it's done. As so many of the lettuces you can cut and then it's going to keep coming. So I'm going to put a bigger space. I'm going to put at least 2 weeks in between there. So I'll plant lettuce, wait a couple of weeks, plant another block of lettuce, wait another. And as I'm planting my lettuce varieties, the one thing I'm also considering is what time of the summer is this particular lettuce going to be ready to harvest. And so towards the end of those succession plantings, I'm going to look for some variety that is very heat tolerant. So for my last varieties, I really like a type called the New Red Fire. It's really, really good. It doesn't get bitter on you. It's a really nice one to plant when you know it's going to be maturing when it's really, really hot out. So that'll be my last one until I start my end of the summer planting for my fall. And I do the same thing there, although not 2 weeks apart. I may plant it a little early, say in August, and then maybe a week. And so I want lots and lots of lettuce going into the fall. So those are a few of the crops, the beans and peas and lettuce. Spinach, kind of the same thing, although you're going to have a shorter window because it doesn't tolerate the heat quite as well. Corn is another. Everybody loves corn. I really don't know anybody who doesn't like it. But it is hard when you're getting just a bushel coming off, and you got to do something with it because once you pick corn, it does not last very long before the value or the quality really starts to go down. So once again, plant a block of corn, wait a week, plant another block, wait a week, plant another block. So depending on your season is how many different weeks you can get out of it, the succession planning, but just know your window of growing opportunity and then pick your variety accordingly and it'll work out just fine. Now there are some other plants, like tomatoes and peppers and squash that don't need to do succession planning with these, because They're the type that are just going to mature and they're just going to start producing. But with these others, you're really going to be happier when you plant it this way, stagger it, because then you're going to have a continual crop much farther into the season and you're not going to be overwhelmed. So this spring when you're planting, or when you're planning your planting, take a look at your seed packet and figure out how many different weeks you're going to want to be able to plant. Mark your bed out accordingly, and then by the time middle of summer is here, you're going to really be happy you did.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.